Prior learning. The government plans to leverage skills in the Juakali by certifying Kenyans who work in this informal sector without academic documents to make them competitive in the world job market. Principal Secretary, State Department for Labor and Skills Development Shadrach Mwadim said close to 19 million Kenyans in the Juakali sector have acquired valuable skills and knowledge through apprenticeship for many years but are not certified. This, Mwadim noted, made it difficult for them to exploit job opportunities due to lack of professional qualification. Mwadim said the government will, through the recognition of prior learning, RPL, policy, issue certificates to Kenyans in the sector based on their work experience. Majority of these Kenyans in the informal sector have experience of what they have been doing over the years. The greatest challenge they face in establishing confidence with their clients is lack of certificates in accordance with the skills they have gained, and that's why the government came up with the RPL policy, he said. The PS disclosed that through the policy, the government will assign assessors from the various technical institutes to evaluate the skills and competencies that Kenyans in the sector have acquired and certify them based on the work experience. Besides creating confidence in their clients, the certification will also enable Kenyans to capitalize on employment opportunities in the Western world and reduce employment, which is extremely high, especially among the young people, said Mwadim. He spoke on Monday in Machakos when he officially launched a three-day joint peer learning and capacity building workshop on sector skills bodies and recognition of prior learning between Kenya and Nigeria. He reiterated that RPL aligns with the government's bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, that seeks to improve the social-economic status of Kenyans in the bottom of the economic pyramid. Our expectations is that once these Kenyans in the informal sector get job opportunities abroad, they will acquire more skills, and once they come back to the country, they will transfer the technology they have learned and establish enterprises to produce goods that can compete in the international market and expand the economy, said the PS. The Chairperson Council of Registered Builders of Nigeria, CORBON, Samson Opelowa, said the informal sector contributes hugely to the economy and underscored the need to properly certify, regulate and license it. Opelowa noted that the informal sector can further boost the country's economy and employ labor if given support through recognition, finance, and technology. Africa has a huge challenge of the unregulated informal sector. The time has come for Africa to solve its problems through homegrown solutions, because adequate skills will free them from poverty, he said. The CORBON chairperson hailed the Kenya National Federation of Juakali for opening the doors to the delegation from Nigeria to share experiences and exchange ideas on sector skills that will lift Africa.